It can work if you want it to work.
Sure.
You go put that back. Most of us have heard those words, especially when we're in a grocery store. But this did not happen in a grocery store. This was at the Erie County Fair, and the Gideons were passing out Bibles. And a couple of young girls, probably ages 8 and 9, came up to the table and asked for a scripture. And I gave it to him very happily. And about a minute later, all of a sudden I hear, "You go put that back. I've got enough stuff to carry." And I was so embarrassed, I just put my head down and prayed. That's all I could do. And when I looked up, one of the little girls was putting the Bible back on the pile. And she said, "Sorry." But only one came. The other girl apparently hid her Bible in her pocket. So every time I think of the mother and the girl that gave the Bible back and the girl that disobeyed but kept the Bible and hid it, I keep praying for these people to accept the Lord, because that's what God can do. He can save anyone. I've been a Gideon for only 9 years now, and I would have started a long time ago if I really knew what a Gideon was. Basically, and we're looking for more Gideons, by the way, we're looking for people that love the Lord, would like to do something and minister for Him. It's a small ministry. And sometimes there's nothing to do, and other times we're busy handing out scriptures to the hotels. A couple of years back, we handed out scriptures to military people getting ready to go in the service, and then that was transferred up to Niagara Falls. Something happened here in New York State, and I don't know what it was, and somehow the right to hand out these scriptures was taken away, because to my guesstimation is somebody probably witnessed when they were handing out. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just hand the scriptures out, pray for them, and then leave it up to them. You know, God's Word has all the answers in there, so that when God is directing people, they'll open these Bibles and God will speak to their hearts through the Holy Spirit. And very often people come to Christ without a preacher, without a Gideon, without any witness whatsoever. God's Word can witness about Jesus very dramatically. Anyway, so I keep praying for the military guys and girls that go in. Currently, in the United States, we hand out 600,000 Bibles to those that allow us to do that. So that's 600,000 a year. We certainly could even do more than that, but we need prayer. And many people have accepted the Lord. This one person had signed up for the military, and a favorite aunt had driven a few hours from her home in New Jersey or someplace, and wanted to be in on the party. And she had a New Testament, and she decided to give it to this fellow that was getting ready to go in. And she mentioned how sometimes God's Word will save your life. even physically. So he didn't really think too much about it, and he really, occasionally he would look at the scripture, and he always kept his Bible in his left pocket of his uniform. And he was in the Vietnam War, and he's always in the back line, so he never got shot at or anything. But one time he was supposed to be on a helicopter and went forward, and he was out there for 2 or 3 days with his eyes bugging out because, oh my goodness, this is horrible, you know. Well, anyway, he didn't realize it, but he was shot. And with the adrenaline that comes along, you don't even know that you're shot sometimes. You just react and fire back or whatever. And when he reached into his pocket, he survived that. When he reached into his pocket, there was a bullet hanging through the Bible. And his aunt's prayer was answered, and he was saved through that. And he said to himself, I need to get right with God because God kept me from dying. And that's just amazing. We've heard about those things so often, but he actually experienced it. Next, about 3 weeks from now, down in New York City, they're going to be holding a Bible Blitz. That's where they go all over the city, wherever they can possibly go, and they hand out scriptures. They'll hand it out in front of the Jewish Center, in front of, they'll go into police stations, fire stations, colleges, elementary schools. They'll stand outside, anything like that. Retirement homes. And there's just so many people in New York City, you know. Most of us stay away because we're nervous about so much stuff going on. Well, there was a food truck on one of the city streets, and it was run by Kamel. Now, he was from a Muslim background, but his wife had accepted the Lord. And the Gideons happened to see his truck there, and they were witnessing to him, but it was so busy they couldn't hardly speak to the man because people kept coming. So in desperation, they went back to the truck. They were going to go to another location, and the fellow that was driving said, just a minute, pray for me. So everybody in the van was praying, and he went and talked to Kamel. And God answered prayer because not one person came to the truck for 20 to 25 minutes. And he was able to lead Kamel to the Lord. And when he came out of the truck, he was looking around because where is everybody? You know, it's like God removed everybody out of the way. And there was a Gideon on the end of the truck leaning against it praying. And God answered prayer. And isn't that wonderful? When Kamel accepted the Lord, his face started shining because such a burden came off of him. His sins were forgiven. He was just had a little touch of heaven there. Also in New York City, a couple of years back, we carry these Bibles and then we put them on the city street and then we pass them out to the Bibles out to kids or people passing by or whatever. Well, in New York City, people will steal anything. So somebody comes along and picks up these two books or these boxes of Bibles, and these things weigh about 50 pounds or 60 pounds piece. So he's running down the street, and Gideons are chasing after him, and he just can't do it anymore. He ran about two blocks, and in desperation, he just threw the Bibles up on top of his car. The car had an alarm system, and so everybody noticed what he was doing, and they pounced on him, and they waited for a policeman and they arrested him. Well, the Gideons always look for an opportunity to witness. We had a crowd. People were gathered around, so they started handing out scriptures. So anyway, even in a bad situation, God can work. So we passed out Bibles there. Now, I've been trying to be very careful that I don't repeat myself from the last time I was here a couple of years ago. I don't believe I told you about Puebla, Mexico. Puebla is, if you drew lines through Mexico, it would be in the dead center of Mexico. And the Gideons were there handing out scriptures in a Bible blitz. A blitz can be like 7 days long, and they might hand out 100,000 or 400,000, whatever. And at the end of one of the days, the two couples were together, and they decided to go to one of the biggest restaurants in Puebla, and it was enormous. And as is the custom sometimes, when the waitress comes, somebody might open the back of this Bible and explain that God loves her, all are sinners, God's remedy for sin, all must be saved. And to everyone's amazement, this waitress accepted Jesus. Then she took the order of food and took it to the back so it could be filled. And out came another waitress. It was a friend of the first one. She said, "I heard my friend accepted Jesus. I want to accept Jesus too." Another came out. A third one came out. Then a fourth. Then a fifth, then a sixth, then a seventh, then an eighth, then a ninth, then a tenth, then 11, then a 12. It was a movement of God's Spirit. And all these people wanted to accept Jesus as their Savior. How did that happen? Well, God is dealing with people. He doesn't need us. He just needs His Word. But God spoke to those people. And one of those individuals was already a Christian, but she wanted to rededicate herself to Christ. That's how important these Bibles are that go around the world. We are currently in, let me look at the paper here, 194 countries. And there's some countries I just found out about a month ago. I didn't know we were in Cuba. I didn't know we were in Vietnam. I had heard about China, but there's all kinds of countries that are open to the Gideons, but sometimes you have to go underground or they'll kill you. But God is using people. There's so many Arabs that are accepting Christ, and they won't take the Bible. But God has been putting dreams in their minds as they're sleeping. And one of the dreams I keep hearing about, Jesus appears to some of these people and says, "Why are you persecuting me?" And to the Arabs, they take dreams very seriously. And so a lot of them are turning to Jesus Christ. We can't do it. You guys can't go there. They don't like Americans too much, but they're using the Chinese to come in that are Christians, and other countries are able to come in and hand out scriptures. Now, sometimes people suffer for the Lord, and so sometimes this is done in private, one person to another. I was reading the Voice of the Martyrs about this boy in school had met a Christian, and he was kind of interested about that, and kept wanting to know. And one day he was eating a sandwich from a delicatessen. In Egypt, they wrap their sandwiches in newspapers, but on this particular page of the newspaper, there were three scripture verses that somebody had somehow got printed into the text, into there. And he found those, and he was so excited, and he was, his heart was turning toward the Lord. And but then his father found this slip of paper in his bedroom and realized what was on there and destroyed it. And the boy was just heartbroken and didn't know what to do. He hadn't had time to memorize those scriptures, but he would have if he had had time. So he went out for a walk. And God took the wind and blew another newspaper into his face. It was the one that had the scriptures on it. God's in control of the wind, and he can bring people to salvation. And this boy accepted Jesus. That's the power of God's word. I was reading in my devotions through the book of Jeremiah, and I came across a verse that just basically knocked me off my feet. It's Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. And here in context, it's talking to the Jews, but it applies to us too. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek for me with all your heart." That is wonderful. I was speaking in another church, and I can't mention the type because I don't want to do anything in that area, but they seemed to be shocked when I was giving them words of salvation. They apparently had never heard it before. I was surprised that I was invited. But God's candlestick, as far as I can tell from God's word, is in every church, even the bad ones. And God calls people out. So we shouldn't throw everybody, you know, to the wind and say, well, they're no good whatsoever. No, God has got his people in every country, every county, every city. There's a verse in scripture in the book of Revelations that talks about this. Tribe, nation, there's two or three words connected there. He has his church. Well, even if America is destroyed, there are Americans that will be in his church in heaven. Every nation is represented. And now that I'm a Gideon for 9 years, and I see all these things happening, every month, Gideons go and visit at least 30 to 35 countries. And they either visit the camps, which have Gideons in there, and they encourage them, and or they have Bible blitzes. Now, if I was invited to a Bible blitz, and I was, for Venezuela, Venezuela is on the bad list for America, but they were going to let us come in. How about that? But I would have to raise my own funds. Gideons pay their own way. So when we take an offering, for example, 100% goes for scriptures. We have three new kinds of scriptures. They're just the new covers, just to attract the youth. And they're very, very welcomed by the youth when they pick them up. And anyway, so in Puebla, there was a revival of people accepting the Lord. One of the auxiliary ladies, and that's ladies of the Gideons, wives, a UPS driver came up to her house. And the driver, a lady, said to her, I have something for you. And the Gideon lady said, I have something for you. And this lady started crying. And she asked her, why are you crying? She says, I was contemplating going home today and doing myself in because things have just not gone so well. So she opened the Bible and shared a few verses and gave her the Bible and so she could seek the Lord. And more than likely, this scripture saved her life. And it happens over and over and over again. Another Gideon, a man this time, went into a food shop. He didn't say a word. You know how there's a meat counter and you're supposed to take your order or whatever? All he did was open the Bible and hold it like this. And when the lady came over, she started sobbing. Now, how in the world would that happen? God was preparing her heart. And she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't right away, but the only thing the man said was, don't forget to look in the back where all these verses are. And then he went away because she was quite busy. He came back in 2 months and revisited the store and went up to the lady. Do you remember me? No. Do you remember this? And she said, yes. She accepted the Lord. Just God's word. There was a waitress that was working in a restaurant, and a couple ladies were in there, and they noticed she had something in her pocket, and it looked like a possible Bible. So after one of the ladies finished her meal, she went over because the waitress looked kind of sad or weary. You know, it can be pretty hard work. And the waitress answered her questions. Have you met the Lord? Do you understand what you're reading? And she says, well, about 80%. And the Gideon lady that was talking with her said, wouldn't you like it to be 100%? And she said, yes. And she accepted the Lord right there and then, and signed her name in the back and started her life as a Christian. Katrina, I can't believe Katrina was a hurricane, and I believe it happened in 2005. And I can't believe 8 years have gone by already. Time flies. Well, there was somebody that was camping out inside of that Superdome, and they were there for 3 days. And finally, they were able to get out of there and get to the airport and fly away. You know, I guess they had tickets. And this person only had pocket change. He didn't have anything else with him. He escaped with his life. And the stewardess made an announcement. She said, we have someone here that went through the hurricane and has only a few coins in his pocket, and that's all he has. I'm going to come through. I'm going to put some money in this cup. And if you want to help this guy out, put some money in, you know, to help him. And the people on the plane did that. There was a Gideon sitting toward the back of the plane and said to the waitress, can you give this to the fellow that you're collecting the money for? So she graciously gave it to him, sitting next to this gentleman was another Gideon. And he saw the opportunity because the Bible was there. And he was able to lead this person to the Lord. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to witness and come out of your comfort zone. Let's see. There were this girl in Albania. Albania is mostly a Muslim country. It's probably, I haven't looked at the map, but in my memory, it seems to be across the little Aegean Sea or whatever it might be from Greece. So it's over there. And these countries used to be communist. And anyway, this one girl received a New Testament from a Gideon. And it was down in an area that could be traveled by. But she lived up in the mountains. And the only way to get up there was to walk a few miles. Anyway, she got this scripture and took it home. She was so excited about it. She kept reading it, and then she thought of her four friends. And they didn't have one. So she carefully ripped out Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and gave it to her friends. And they were so excited to read about Jesus. They had never heard such a thing. And they all accepted the Lord, even in a Muslim community. Anyway, they kept praying, and 6 months later, the Gideons were able to raise enough funds to take a taxi from down below up to this mountain community, and they finally got their Bibles, so they were so excited about that. The South Towns, there's different camps in the Western New York area. There's the South Towns, which is this area. There's about 100 churches. About 20% of them don't like the Gideons. That's okay. But the rest will let us come in and give testimonies or speak. But it's difficult. America is difficult compared to other places. There's more freedom for Bibles being handed out right now in Russia than there is in America. But that could stop at any time with the new president of Russia, you know, having a stranglehold on the situation there. So we need prayer. As Gideons, there's several things you can do. We need prayer for our ministry. There are approximately 300,000 Gideons around the world. 300,000. So when you support the Gideons in some way, even if it's small, doesn't matter. God will use that and multiply it. And there's 300,000 missionaries, so to speak. You know, you're supporting 300,000 missionaries, but they're paying their own way. But pray for us. God is using people all over, and we're still praying for a revival here in America. Don't give up on it. Billy Graham's going to have his last sermon sometime this, I think it's this year, in November. You should look in on that one, I'll tell you. He's calling America to repentance, and we need it. Anyway, another way to help the Gideons is if God speaks to your heart and you feel that you would like to know more about the Gideons, talk to your elders, other churches, pastors. And they would have to recommend you. And usually they're looking for people that have either business ownership or a two-year degree or a four-year degree, or has supervised more than a couple people. And those are the qualifications for Gideon's, other than you must be born again and know Jesus as your Savior. Anyway, but we need Gideons. If I was the last of the Mohegans, there wouldn't be any more after me. So somebody needs to replace me. We need speakers. We need people to keep working for the Lord. And America is in great need. The cost of these have gone up. Instead of $1.30, now they're $1.31, which is not too bad to handle. But these standard Bibles are always $5. And God is blessed. You know how many Bibles have been handed out in the last 80 years? The Gideons have handed out 2 billion scriptures. And that's only coming from congregations to help us. And there are some countries that can't afford it. So America has a generous way of doing things. But there's a problem. 2 billion. How many people are in the world? There's 7 billion. So there's still many people that have not heard about Christ. But we keep working at it. God has to use the Bible, and He does. I'm not used to speaking at night. It's really different than speaking in the morning. I want to go home and do that. But God will bless this ministry, and His word will not return unto Himself void. And He will accomplish everything that He sets out to do with His word. So thank you for having me tonight, and I appreciate it. And pray for us, and continue to keep looking up, because Jesus might be coming soon. In America, we have 2 versions. We have the King James Bible, and we have the New King James Bible. But we are discontinuing the New King James Bible because they have raised their prices tremendously. So we're examining and hoping to go forth. There's the King James Bible, which we'll probably just purchase this area. That might be the best fit. The other one that they're considering is the English Standard Bible. And I've been reading that for my devotions for the last 6 months. I haven't found the problem. And it's a good translation. But a lot of people like to stay with the King James. And that's why we're going to get out of the business of the New King James. Anybody else? Yeah, we had a blitz in Buffalo, and I can't remember the number, but I think it was like 120,000, something like that. And it could have been even far better. There's some places and some countries we go to that we hand out 1 million in 7 days. Can you imagine that? And people are hungry. In South America and Africa and other places, they'll invite us into the classroom to give a witness. America here won't do that. That's why we need to pray for America. Turn back to God. We had sent so many missionaries out over the last 150 years, and yet we can't even, you know, they chase us off the sidewalks if they have a chance, even though it's we have a right to be there according to the law. Any other questions? sometimes people ask me theological things. I'd rather not go to that. All right, thanks.
People that God loves them, and then to live it out daily, and then help us also to do our best. That whatever it is that we decide that is going to be pleasing to you, that we know is going to be pleasing to you, help us to do our best for you, knowing that you've given us your best in your Son. Father, we do give you thanks for the beginning of ministry and for the Word of God being put out into the whole world. Pray for safety for all of your servants there. And pray for hearts to be won and for lives to be changed, especially in America and in the Blaisdell Hamburg area. We pray that we would also, in our own section of the world, be able to live the Word of God in a crooked and perverse generation. Father, help us to be good, bold witnesses for you. And we want to give you thanks for this meeting here, and ask for your blessing upon it, the Sunday evening meeting, and for families to come out